Today, we will be speaking with Brandy, a licensed massage therapist from Escape Wellness Spa. Brandy has been practicing as a massage therapist for more than 11 years. She is trained in many different modalities that she incorporates into her massage therapy sessions. Hey, Emily.
Hey, Melanie. How are you today?
Good. So tell me about this Fig Newtons recipe that I'm eating. They're so good.
So my kids wanted a snack, and obviously we can't have all the junk from the grocery store, so I kind of modified a recipe I found online. It's a grain-free Fig Newton recipe, and hopefully some of them are left when I get home today, because they've been eaten pretty much by my four-year-old all day so far.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's really good.
They are so good. You're going to make so many people happy, because if they remember that Fig Newton flavor as a child, and then to recreate it healthy, I mean, that's just awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty simple, too. I'm going to post the recipe later when I get it to my ultimate liking.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
So, you have a protein chocolate jello thing that you're working on?
Oh, my goodness. It tastes like chocolate pudding, but it's like jello. And I've been using, you know, the Great Lakes grass-fed beef gelatin. And I'm still working on it. I realized it called for a third of a cup of honey, but it really wasn't that sweet. So I'm thinking I'm going to do like a third of a cup of honey and then maybe like a third of a cup of coconut palm sugar, because it wasn't as sweet as I wanted it to be, but it still had like a good texture. So I'm working on it.
So it'll be like a jello, kind of like a jello pudding, but treat more like,
yes,
than you would eat it with your hands versus a spoon.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You eat with your hands. Yeah, it cuts really well.
That'll be fun. I can't wait to try that one.
Yes.
Do you have any experiences with massage therapy?
I started going to a massage therapist. I was really working on my health, and I was trying to get healthy, and I started going to a massage therapist that was recommended to me by a chiropractor in Ohio, and she literally changed my life. She told me things and got me into things about natural health that nobody else had told me. Even my natural doctors weren't even telling me. And she kind of opened the door to get into, you know, essential oils and really, you know, taking care of my body. She really helped educate me. So, and ever since then, I've been, you know, getting massage therapy done. I think it's really great as preventative care. Mm-hmm. I think growing up, I always thought it was like a luxury thing. But today, now to me, it's like just a part of taking care of your body.
Absolutely.
How about for you?
Well, I can tell you that Brandy personally saved me many years ago. I had a neck injury, put a paddleboard on my head, and kind of did some damage to my neck, and was in desperate need of a massage therapist. Did not know Brandy at the time. Found her, and thank the Lord that I did, because she saved my neck in two sessions. Make a long story short, we found out that our daughters were in the same kindergarten class together, so we became very good friends and started talking about healthier living and holistic living, and so I've been going to her ever since, and she's a wonderful massage therapist, and I refer a lot of my clients to go see her because she is so good, and we work very well together, I think. Don't you think, Brandy?
I do. Uh-huh.
So what interested you in becoming a massage therapist?
Well, you know, helping people has always just been ingrained in me, and I've always had a passion for it ever since I was very young. I was interested in high school, and I always liked practicing on my friends, and of course they did too. And then about 15 or 16 years ago, I tore my ACL in my knee, and during the course of my rehab, you know, my passion for it kind of returned, and instead of physical therapy, the massage avenue was where I chose to go in that direction. And it was a way for me to help, you know, heal still and also fulfill my passion, you know, of one-on-one therapy for people.
Where did you study? Did you go somewhere to study massage therapy?
Well, I graduated from PJC when it was Pensacola Junior College, long ago, back in 2002. I just also keep up with my continuing education every year, and it's a lot of one-on-one classes, you know, in a classroom setting where you get to work on each other and really get hands-on experience. And, you know, I'm constantly researching and studying, you know, ways to better provide good quality massage.
Wow. A lot of my clients are your clients, and they absolutely love you. Do you use any particular technique, such as like Swedish or deep tissue?
Well, that's so great to hear. I'm so excited because I send a lot of people your way as well.
Thank you.
So each massage that I do is unique to the individual's needs, and, you know, most of my clients come to see me for pain management and chronic pain. I try to do a mixture of modalities, and it can change from session to session, really, just based on what they're needing that day, or, you know, if it's kind of a series of massages to try to figure out what's really going on. And I try to take a whole body balancing approach because, you know, one area that hurts doesn't mean that's what you need to work on. It's really probably a grouping of quite a few things. But I typically include some form of deep tissue in the majority of each session, and I conduct an interview prior to each session just to establish pressure preferences, likes and dislikes, that sort of thing. I encourage communication from each client so that we're both on the same page every time, too.
That's great. I love it that you, you know, even though it's massage therapy, you're looking at that person as a whole person. I think that's one thing that both you, Emily, and I have in common is when we have a client come to us, we're looking at the whole picture. Realize that we have to look at their body as a holistic person. So do you have any tips before somebody gets a massage that they can do to prepare?
Well, you know, I come in and just expect to relax, take a load off, you know, don't come in with a bunch of things on your mind, which is kind of hard to do, especially when everybody's busy in their lives. But, you know, try to clear your mind of the day. Try not to come in too rushed because this is supposed to be a relaxing experience. And, you know, you're going to get a better experience on the table if your body is just calm. But, you know, and have an open mind about the session as well.
That's very important, having an open mind. A lot of people that I've talked to are scared about getting massages. They're afraid it's going to hurt or that it's going to be uncomfortable, and they're already dealing with pain, so they're kind of scared to go see a massage therapist. So when people are dealing with pain, how does the massage therapy play into helping someone that has pain already?
Well, it can help very effectively because as far as the anatomy, you know, we all have fascia that covers our muscles, kind of like a wetsuit, this way I can explain it. And people put their bodies through repetitive postures every day, especially with their jobs, and that binds up the fascia, and it restricts movement, it causes dysfunction. And over time, these restrictions in movement create pain because the body can't move the way it's supposed to naturally. And then from there, pain patterns, trigger points, cause a lot of pain and immobility. And massage therapy releases the trigger points, allowing for better freedom of movement. And then the restriction that we have in the fascia, the more restriction we have in our fascia, the more pain we're going to be in. So this is why stretching the overtight areas of the body and strengthening the weak and inhibited ones is really important. So massage can really assist in lengthening of the tight muscles and release of the trigger points, but the long-lasting effects can be better achieved in someone who does their self-care, and that's kind of where Emily falls into place because, you know, I definitely recommend a lot of different things, but, you know, when that goes past my expertise, I send them your way because you work in that arena, and, you know, they'll have a better chance of really helping themselves if they can learn what to do by themselves.
Yeah, our clients that we share together, you know, Brandy said that this is what I needed to work on, and so I'll do a little eval and say, yeah, that's pretty much what you need to work on, and we kind of go about it that way. What suggestions can you give people if they are scared and have never had a massage before when they come see you or before they come see you?
Oh, this happens a lot. And many people who have either had a bad experience with a massage or just have never had one before and they've heard stories or, you know, have kind of a set idea in their mind of what it might be like, what they need to understand is that each therapist is different that they're going to see, meaning that not all of them are going to be the same, or they're not going to have the same pressure, they're not going to give the same type of massage. So, you know, really it's from therapist to therapist. A good therapist will make any adjustments necessary to ensure that their client is comfortable. And each client has different needs, so really both client and therapist need to keep the lines of communication open at all times. And I encourage my clients to let me know if any pressure is too much or too little. If anything is uncomfortable, we can just make adjustments at any time. So really, you know, as long as we talk to each other, it should go pretty smoothly.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned self-care, which is a really big part of somebody, you know, taking care of themselves in between their therapy appointments. So what should people do in between their massage appointments?
Fantastic question, and such an important one. This is something I consider gospel in the massage therapy world. First of all, one massage will not fix a major problem.
Very true.
That is such a common misconception. You know, I haven't had a massage in 2 years, and my neck, I can't move it, so, you know, please fix me. And, you know, we try to tell them that one massage is going to fix it. It may take some of the edge off and some of the pain away, but really it just, you need to try to, you know, keep it consistent. But, you know, one thing to consider is how the problem came to be in the first place. Posture is the biggest catalyst for pain in the body. I'd say the most common problem I see in clients is posture due to sitting at a computer for hours, which most people can say they do, no matter if that's their job or not. It creates a typical pain pattern in the neck, shoulders, and low back, and other areas of the body, too. I try to help people understand why they have pain in these areas, and then helping people to realize there is a way to get back to a normal posture is part of the whole process, or at least it should be. If I didn't help clients figure this out, I would truly be doing them a disservice, I think. You know, regular exercise, stretching, foam rolling, adjustments to the posture patterns can turn a massage session from treatment to prevention, and that's the biggest thing. You don't want this to be a treatment because that can be uncomfortable and painful, where prevention, you know, really makes the effects of the session last a whole lot longer.
I love that you keep using that word prevention, because we all three of us are in that let's prevent something from happening. Absolutely. So what other services does Escape offer?
Ooh, yay. Well, on our massage side, we have our signature massage, which tailors each session to your individual needs, you know, whatever you're coming in for that day. You know, I could see you every 2 weeks, and we could do a different type of massage each time just because your needs for this time may not be the same as 2 weeks ago. You know, we offer sports massage, prenatal, hot stone, aromatherapy. We just started doing couples massage, which is, you know, two tables in one room. We also offer couples instructional, which is pretty cool because, you know, two people can come in and kind of learn the tricks of the trade by a qualified therapist. So what we do.
Great class.
It's cool, I know. And so what we do is, you know, let's say I'm working with the wife and the husband is on the table. We're both. I'm teaching the wife how to work on the husband, and then they switch positions, and then, you know, the other one learns. So it's pretty cool. And let's see. We also have some luxury packages as well, using some scrubs and things like that on the hands and feet, lots of hot towels. But we also have an awesome esthetician offering facials, waxing services, peels, microdermabrasion. We also do spray tan. And our massage and facial package, our massages and facials can be combined into a package for a spa day, too.
Very neat. As far as your massages go, can you tell us something that most people maybe are not aware of when getting a massage?
Well, one thing that people seem to have a misconception of, and we talked about this just a few minutes ago, is deep tissue massage. Mm-hmm. One bad experience could sometimes be the reason someone never wants to try it again, or someone tells them a bad story about their deep tissue massage. Deep tissue massage doesn't have to be painful. It can make a huge difference in levels of pain, especially chronic pain.
Yeah.
As long as it's done in a gradual manner and as long as those communication lines are open, you know, it can make a huge difference in the levels of pain, especially the chronic pain. So as long as you and your therapist come to the understanding of what your needs are, the sessions should go pretty smoothly. And then also understanding how your body will react is also important. Deep breathing, having a relaxed state of mind, being present for that time, and truly feeling what is happening to your body during the session. And it will make any discomfort from the deep work feel pretty inviting and releasing, and you'll just keep looking forward to that relief.
So no cell phones in the massage on the massage table, right?
Oh, no.
I know you've had that before.
Yes, we have, because how can you really relax when your mind is doing
that? Yeah, I totally understand that.
Wow. Now, Brandy, I actually thought of a question which can be edited out if you don't want to answer. I have clients that have, like, maybe a skin condition, and let's say it's a medically diagnosed skin condition where it's not contagious, but yet that client is also having, like, hip pain or hip issues, and I'll recommend a massage therapist, and they'll say, yeah, but I've got this skin issue, and I don't know if someone's going to feel comfortable. What do you do in that situation?
Usually, You know, we'll talk about it. You know, if anything, if I'm not aware of what it is, if it's been diagnosed as something, I can always look that up. I've never heard of it. Best idea is just to avoid that area. You know, if they're having hip pain and low back pain, you know, we can work through the sheet a lot where it's not skin-skin contact, especially if the problem is, you know, where we need to work. But as long as it's, you know, they've come in with some sort of foot fungus or something like that, we just won't work on the feet. We'll work in other places. So I guess that's kind of what I could, you know,
gotcha.
Do, because I wouldn't want them to not have the therapy. You know, I think that comes with experience and massage, too. I bet if you asked me that 11 years ago, I'd probably be like, I'm not sure. Let me ask somebody else that's been around the block a few years.
Well, that's really good. I think, you know, you can definitely put some people at ease with that, because I know I've kind of run into that with some clients. So how do people contact you?
Well, of course, our phone number is 850-478-2273, and we're located in a quarter of a square off of Bayou Boulevard. Our website is escapeandfeelbetter.com. And definitely like us on Facebook. I'm not a big Twitter person, but we are on there, too. So we're pretty easy to find. And, you know, word of mouth is probably one of our best ways of contacting as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, Brandy.
Yay, I had so much fun.
Yay.
Thank you so much for choosing me. I'm so excited.
We loved it. I learned so much. Well, if you would like to contact Brandy, you can make an appointment by calling 850-478-2273 or at escapeandfeelbetter.com to schedule an appointment. If you're interested in being interviewed on our podcast or have questions for us, please email us at the Nourishing Podcast.